This morning's scripture lesson comes from the prophet Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 8. This is one of our lectionary readings for this Trinity Sunday. Listen for the word of God as it speaks to you today. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered his face, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. And they were calling out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorpost and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And whom will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." It's the word of God for the people of God. The first time I really encountered this scripture was when I was attending church camp at Casa Wasco. And at church camp, they divide you in different groups for different activities, for different ways of studying the Bible. We're assigned those groups. We don't sign up for them. At least in those days, you didn't sign up for them. You were just assigned to a group. And I was assigned to the drama group. Thank you for laughing. That's sort of what I did. I thought, wonderful. I don't like acting things out. I don't like getting up in front of people. Why couldn't I be with the swimming group, figuring out how to do Peter walking on the water or something like that that more fit me? But needless to say, I was in the drama group. And in the group, we studied the scripture. We pulled it apart a little bit and tried to figure out what it meant. And then our counselor said, "What do you think would be the best way to present this to the rest of the camp?" Well, we're in a drama group. What do you think the answer was? "Let's do a drama." And I just went, I don't like doing dramas. I don't even remember what part I had. I guess I could say I could care less. And yet, on the other hand, this call of Isaiah, this story has stuck with me throughout my life. And it's the lectionary reading for today. Now, isn't it strange that that which I hated at the time is one of those things that stuck with me the rest of my life? Well, it did. So let's take a little time today, and I'm not going to ask you to act it out, so relax. But let's take a little time and pull this apart and try to see what's being said to us today. Our setting is Isaiah, and Isaiah is in the temple where more than likely he was leading worship. The worship of God. Isaiah is found viewing the Ark of the Covenant, which was kept in the most holy place that there was. It was kept in the Holy of Holies. And all of a sudden, the room fills with smoke. And he sees God, sees the Lord, in all of his glory on his throne, being attended to by heavenly creatures. Now, can you imagine being in the most sacred space where you worship and having smoke fill the room and you see the Lord God? Isaiah had the opportunity to encounter God in God's awesome glory. There was what I would say a contemporary praise song, but then I look at my age and go, it isn't contemporary anymore. But some of you know it. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. I can just imagine in some ways, even though Isaiah is fearful, Isaiah singing that kind of song, or when he goes out after the experience singing, our God is an awesome God. Well, you see, when we see God, when we really, really see God, we see him high and lifted up. Just as we see Jesus high and lifted up on the cross for our salvation, Isaiah sees God high and lifted up. Another contemporary song of my generation, we see God high and lifted up. When you come to worship, do you really see God high and lifted up? To really appreciate God with us in Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have to recognize that God still covers us with his gracious love, and we abide underneath his everlasting arms. Yes, our God is an awesome God. One of the things Isaiah experiences is how God is holy. He hears the seraphs talking back and forth to one another, and one seraph calls out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." When we look at this passage, it helps us to remember that in the Hebrew language, a word is repeated for an added emphasis. God is not just holy. God is holy, holy, holy. Isaiah would not have seen it in his day. But on this Trinity Sunday, oftentimes our scholars have seen this, referring to God in three persons: Holy Father, the creator of all that is and all that is to come; Holy Son, Jesus our Savior; and the Holy Spirit, the one who sanctifies us. Do you remember when we've already said and sung these words? Hymn number 64. We opened our service with that song reminding us of how God is holy, and that hymn captures the essence of who God is. So what does it mean to us today? It means that God is still holy today. Our God is awesome. Our God is holy. Not only for Isaiah, but for us. In our scripture, it tells us that when Isaiah saw and heard their voices, that the doorpost and threshold shook and the temple was filled with smoke. And Isaiah's response to being in the presence of God was, "Woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips." Isaiah recognized that he was a sinful man before God. He confesses that in this statement. And one of the seraphs brings a coal to him and touches his lips. And we hear in this story that Isaiah is cleansed from his sin and all unrighteousness. For God offered his purifying forgiveness to Isaiah. So what? What's that mean to us? Even today, for us gathered here in worship, we bring our sinful selves before God. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to make some of you uncomfortable and some of you just a plain don't want to hear. We are sinners. Yes, we're sinners. We have fallen short of what God has intended us to be. We have, at times, broken our relationship with God, and we have sinned before Him. Have you ever seen a tapestry where on the good side of a woven tapestry is a beautiful picture of some sort? If you turn the tapestry around, the backside is nothing but a mess. It makes no sense because that's where the weaving took place. We're like that tapestry. Sometimes when we come to church or with friends or with family or out doing our job, we show the tapestry side of ourselves. We present our best selves to the world. And that's what we want the world to see. But you know, when we come here or in a Bible study or a prayer group, when we come before God, God also sees the backside of the tapestry, our messy lives, our lives where we have not lived up to what Jesus has taught us, our lives where we have fallen short of what God has called us to be and do. My friends, we are sinners. One of the places and one of the reasons we come to worship is to bring our whole self, our best picture, and our sinful self before God, that like Isaiah, when we confess our sin, God will forgive our sin. And we will experience the purifying forgiveness just as Isaiah did. The New Testament scriptures tell us if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Believe me today, my friends, that our awesome Holy God is here to forgive you and to forgive me this day. Well, as Isaiah was forgiven, he hears something from God. He hears this. Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? As forgiven and reconciled people, God calls us to action on God's behalf. Just as God asked Isaiah, whom shall I send? So God asks us, forgiven and reconciled people, whom shall I send? Isaiah, having been forgiven, rises up and answers God, here I am, send me. So what about us? God asks us, whom shall I send? And here we are, called as forgiven people to say to the Lord, like Isaiah, here I am, send me. Service and mission to others is the sign of one who has encountered the forgiving grace of God. My friends, we are more like the sinful Isaiah than we care to admit. When we come to worship each Sunday, we should come expecting to encounter the living God. Have you ever just come to worship and you sit in the same pew? You follow the same ritual? You sing the same songs? You do your time and you're out the door? When we come with that mindset and attitude, we will not encounter the living God. God calls us to come with expectant hearts and open minds. God breaks through our traditions, our rituals, our hymns and songs to bring us into God's holy presence. And when God breaks through, we can expect God to hear our sincere confession and offer us his grace-filled forgiveness. When God breaks through, we will encounter a sense of God's claim and calling upon our own lives, our life as a church together, and our individual lives. Is God breaking through to you today? Did you expect God to meet you here? When God breaks in, we can never be the church as usual. We can never be just in name a follower of Christ. But as a church and as individuals, we will be transformed. In our case, we will become the church transformed, empowered by God to love and serve one another. What are you expecting God to do in your life today? I want to leave us with that question. And I want to enter into a time of silent prayer where you might open yourselves to the Holy Spirit. Clean out your ears. Open your heart. And listen as God speaks to you this day. Let us go in silent prayer. Lord, help us to perceive your will for us. Help us to hear with our ears what you are calling us to be. And let us open our hearts to the movement of your Holy Spirit, that we will know that we have encountered you this day. And then give us the strength and courage to respond to you, Lord, here I am, send me. In Jesus' name, amen.